Let me paint a picture for you. You are woken up by your teenager telling them that they are going to be late to school. The trash cans need to be taken to the curb because the trash truck is just around the corner. You check your phone and there are 21 notifications. And then before you know it, it's 11:24 and you are so hungry because you didn't eat breakfast. How are you going to finally eat intuitively when you are so stressed in life? In today's video, I'm going to be giving you simple strategies to help you turn your life around and not be so stressed so that you can accomplish intuitive eating. Because I've been there too, and I know it's hard. I am Laura Cragen, and I am an intuitive eating and mental health coach. I help Latter-day Christian women, and I have a workbook, a course, and a signature coaching program to help women find more purpose beyond their bodies and manage this stress. If you like my content and want to support this channel, please like and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. This whole concept of stress management is a huge backbone to intuitive eating. In principle number two, we talk about honoring your hunger, in which I also like to call honoring your self-care. Number five is feeling your fullness. And then principle seven is coping with your emotions without using food and all the principles that that entails. But it's really in all part of it. In order to be intuitive, you have to slow down a little bit and you have to pay attention to what is already there. That is the definition of intuition. But let me start with this concept of attunement. So it's critical to find ways that are going to help support us without using food. Finding ways to resolve your issues with emotions such as anxiety, boredom, loneliness, stress, these all come with our human experience. But food won't fix any of these feelings. It may give you that hit of dopamine to your brain in the short term, but in the long term, it will only make you feel worse. I felt this way before, and I had to ultimately deal with the source of my emotions, as well as the discomfort of overeating. Especially through those years of being so depressed, I turned to food 2 to 3 times a week in full-on binges. But let's get back to the word attunement. I am a musician, and the word attunement rings so true to me. I have played the violin for 25 years, and I have been in many symphonies and have taught kids violin, and I just love to play the violin. I enjoyed seeing them grow and learn this beautiful instrument. But oh boy, if that violin was not in tune, it sounds terrible. And especially because I taught little kids. Kudos to all those parents who go through those early years of their child learning to play the violin. It could be super squeaky, super scratchy, and almost unbearable to hear if it is out of tune. But on the flip side, how beautiful it can be when it's played with practice, passion, and in tune. For example, I love Lindsey Stirling. Her music videos are beautiful, and she is a powerhouse violinist. And at the root of this word attunement is the phrase in tune. We need to nurture this ability in ourselves to be in touch with our body and with what's going on. In those moments when you just want to eat the whole box of ice cream sandwiches, what is out of tune? What self-care or self-compassion practices do you need to engage in order to honor your body and to feel better? Or on an even more logistical side, what hard conversation do you need to have with someone today? As I coach clients, we get real and we discuss what that looks like for them individually, and I hold them accountable to it. And these are hard things to do. And of course, when things are so hard, we need to be turning to God. Actually, even before it gets too hard, He is through all of it with us. We don't need to go through that hard stress alone, and we need His love and comfort. I love to think of the scripture in DNC. Look unto me in every thought, doubt not, fear not. Through my own journey of depression, suicide ideation, and eating disorders, I needed to cling to God and my Savior for that help. Especially as I went through a month-long treatment center during the pandemic and having nowhere to turn to. It was a beautiful lesson for me because it wasn't until there was nowhere else to turn to that I learned that I needed to turn to God and my Savior. And now I hope in the future, and for anyone else listening to, I hope that you will turn to God before it gets to that bottom of the barrel. He is always there, and we don't need to wait until that very end. Now, let's talk about attunement disruptors. Attunement disruptors are what you think they are. They are things that are going to block you from really understanding how you're feeling, such as knowing when you're full. Let's use that as an example. So you're stressed and you're overeating because you are distracted. You have thoughts, you have rules in your mind, or just a general lack of self-care. So you have those disruptors and you end up overeating. When we are in the throes of stress, whether we are chasing work deadlines or chasing around toddlers, your body activates the sympathetic nervous system. This is our fight or flight response. There is no way you're going to feel those subtle cues of your body being full. If you're always on 24/7 with notifications, to-do lists, or caregiving for babies, it will block your ability to hear your body calling to you. Here are some other examples of attunement disruptors. Think in your mind yes or no to these following questions. I often skip meals when I am pressed for time. I don't take time to reflect the meaning of life. I often multitask when I eat, watch TV, check emails. I have a hard time saying no to people's and kids' requests. I don't know how to relax. So if you answered yes to any of these questions, you have some disruptors you have to work on. Let's make it easy though and make a simple goal. I'm sure most everyone at some point eats distracted. Try to make a goal for either your next meal or some meal in the future to eat undistracted. Just one meal. Will you do that? When you do this, it will fuel you to conquer some bigger disruptors in your life. Like saying no to a request or going on a walk to finally reflect more on your meaning of life. But we will just take this one step at a time.
Hey, editing Laura here. I wanted to pipe in and also say I have created a Facebook group for us women. So I have had this wonderful vision come to me of how this should all go. That us women need to band together to do intuitive eating together and to fight this war with diet culture and to know how to do it with others. We can't do this alone. So as you join this group, you will find that solidarity with each other and be able to vent on what's going well, what's not, and get any help and support that you need. So come join the party there on the Facebook group. I have the link below. Or you can go to Facebook and type in Latter-day Intuitive Eating. That's going to be the group. So I hope to see you there. Please let people know. Join yourself. Come and introduce yourself. And let's make this all happen together as Christian women trying to find a way to accept our bodies and do this intuitive eating thing that has been way different from our past. So back to normal, Laura.
If you like this video, go check out my previous video, How to Navigate Intuitive Eating When Others Don't Support or Understand. It will give you some solidarity and some helpful tips on how to navigate intuitive eating when others don't support and they say things that are hurtful to you during this time. Thank you for watching today's video and I hope to see you next week. Bye!